Okay, we're holding on Pei Tes on the base, second to last line. Tablin created the table bay akalas. So the Mishnah says that the shear tablin is the different spices which can be used enough to spice this dish, and the different types are mitzdarf one to the other to reach the amount. Veramina will ask you a stira. The Mishnah says in Sefer Orla, so Orla is if you have spices which were grown as Orla, so once they put a flavor into the item, they're not going to be bottled. So Tavlin is Shnayim v'Gimel Shemes Mimin Echad or Mishle Sheminim. Asurin, if you have different types of Orla spices, two or three different types of Orla spices, whether they're all different types of the same type of species, like Rashi points out, there's black pepper and white pepper, or even a seed of minim. So if they combine together, so they're going to be Asurin, we suffer from Zayim Zayim, and the different spices, even if neither one of them had enough to make the item spiced and be tasted, and there would be a sheer bittel on them. But so you say, well, listen, well, the white pepper is bottled because it wasn't enough to spice it. The sheer bittel for oil, let's say, is 1 out of 200. But spices, the bittel of thymus, so if you can taste them, they're not bottled, even if it's a sheer 1 to 200. But there wasn't enough for spice A or spice B or spice C, so you say, listen, each one should be bottled because each one is independent. We don't do that. So they're usher and they're mitzarf together. And Rama Chizkiyah, and Chizkiyah explains that Mishnah. The minim asikar shano, however, rivam lematik kedera. Tosafot says that we should understand Chizkiyah's statement not that they're fit, that they could be matik the kedera, but they actually are being matik the kedera. They actually are flavoring the kedera, and they have to all basically function in the same direction. In other words, that they're all functioning in the direction of being mimatic. Okay.
I understand the distinction between like the tablet concept and meaning masika concept.
Meaning masika over here means it's putting a positive flavor into it, as opposed to a negative flavor. Because then there's no time with gum, and it'll be mutter. So the question which the Mor is asking is time of the chazal lematik to kedera holavochi is loy. So our Mishnah says the mitzdarif, it doesn't make this condition of that there are types of things which would put a good flavor in. And the Mishnah over there, Chizki explained that it has this requirement that it has to put a good flavor in. So our answer is hachanami chazal lematik. That's even though we don't have a statement of Chizki explaining that in our Mishnah, that you have to understand the Mishnah that we're saying that. If you have these different spices being misdarved to each other, some of them being misdarved together, that not that they would put a flavor, they would put a positive flavor into the item, as opposed to a negative flavor. So, Rashi, Verminu, Amasnisa, the Ktoni, Tavun, Mitzdarfen, Amasnisa said that the Tavun, the two Shneminim are combined to reach the kashir to reach the amount to be chayv on Shabbos. I have a kashir because over there, Mishelta's Orlis is basically Moshemus, pilpul lovan. You have white pepper, shachar, black pepper, v'orich, long pepper. I feel like gimel minim. It's three different types of spices totally. V'heim shalish, they're all isher. This is osir, imtibla, v'hanas, kadeir. They're osir, they make the kadeir, give a flavor in. If they combine together, that's awesome. Tezra says that the language of the Mishnah says also then it says mitzarfen. Right? So, I mean, you tell you two or three different types of minim together or also, like, what would you think otherwise? I mean, do you think they're not mitzarf? Right? So, we already said they're mitzarf, and I said they're mitzarf again. What's the double lashon? Tosfos grapples with a little bit. The side Tosfos a little bit here on the. They're all putting in a good flavor of a min acher a mitzar, but a different type of min which is not to say doesn't put this but put such a flavor in is not mesisa and loymouth like our mission does not differentiate. So Tosfos says, you know, when you say min and mesika, like what is he coming to this school? Just clarify the point. The top Tosfos, he says, I mean, the point is to put a flavor, not a flavor. Like, what's the coming to exclude? He says, it's coming to exclude a flavor which would be nothing time with God. So the point isn't sweet versus sour, or versus salty, or versus, it's versus a flavor which is not considered a positive flavor in this food. Huh? No, I don't know why I put it in or not. The question over there, the Gabi Orla, is, right, if it fell in, so would it be bought or not?
Well, but even if it's, let's say it's by itself, this tavlan that's no sintam of gam, are you going to be chayev?
There's a chiddush over here, but well, the two things, because two issues over here. If I have the item itself, nothing tam of gam is not, unless it became seruach to the point where it's not really edible, would still be usur. That's number one. Number two, I understand nothing tam of gam, and over here it means, it doesn't necessarily mean that the spice itself is seruach, whatever it means. It just means that certain flavors don't go in certain foods. So you put flavor X into the food, it tastes bad. It doesn't mean that the item itself is something which is necessarily bad. Okay, so the marklipi goes in marklipi. Reminds this pua kelitzoya bega katan. So the shear is the bega katan, which we said was this piece of. Ramina will ask you a stira, hamoitzi samonim, shurim. We had in the Mishnah before, a person takes out dyes which already have been soaked and made into a dye. So you've taken not you're not taking the actual substance of the dye itself, but you're talking about, which is over here, it's the istis and the pua and the klipi and remoinim, which you're using to make the dye, but you already have the dye made and it's already in the liquid and it's so there the shear is k'deli tzvaya b'hen dugma le'ira. So the shear is to a little bit of to, if you want to make something which will be a sample to show somebody of a certain color, this is the color you want or not. That the era is the tailor would use or the dyer would use to show people, and that's a smaller shear than the shear over here. So, if that's considered the amount of dye which is useful, so why does the Mishnah over here say that the amount of klipe egozim which would be chayev is amount which you would make a dye which would be able to produce this dugma? If you have dye already made, you would use some dye to make this color sample. But you wouldn't go through the process of processing and making the grinding it and soaking and producing dye for that purpose. But to produce dye, to be able to dye the shear of the beggar cotton pisavcha, that you would do already. Okay. So, Dr. Rashi, Duma Lira, second Rashi, and Sadiman Aleph. The Ma'at Sam, a little bit of wool, Shahu Kimin, Dugma, Shemara, Hatsaba, Balabayas. This is an example that the dyer would tell the person who's coming to purchase, Kazet, Hachbiz, Kazet, do you want this, do you want that? Who could have eaten? Beira shall kona shall gardi, Yeshura is mu'ud. I'm not sure exactly what the ira shall kona. Kona shall gardi was the stick that the gardi, the tailor, would use to measure something. I'm not sure exactly what the ira is. And it's a smaller amount. So our answer is over there, it's lishra, is to go through the process of being. Over there was already dye which had been made, and now he's taking from the dye which he made and taking a small amount out. But over here, you're processing the dye, that's not worth it. Lishra is a decision, b'she'enan shriyim. There are some of their dyes which are already made. And here we're talking about dyes which had not been made. About lishra is en asher pachas mikadei beged katan. If you're going to process, now first going to process it, you would only feel worthwhile to process a larger amount. So the more tonomeric lion, ad ben mem yoim. So now Tosfos over here says that this girsa ad ben mem yoim sounds like you're discussing the child, the age of the person who's producing it, and that Tosfos is referring to that's not true. He says the girsa is the correct girsa is ad mem yoim. So the tonomeric lion, after it sits for a period of time, there's various chemicals that are in there which become more intense, etc. And those chemicals can be used actually to remove other stains within a process as an ingredient within other in making your soap. So it has to be at least, the Gemara says in Nida, it has to be at least 3 days old before it's useful. And our Gemara is saying, but after 40 days, it's ready, it's not useful at all. Neser, Tana Neser Alexandris, well, Neser an Pantarin. It's the Neser, whatever that is, from Alexandria and not from Antipantarin. Now, these are different places. Baris, what is Baris? Amar Rav Yehuda Zecho, it's sand. I, Tanya, Bryce says, Habaris v'Hakol. It indicates that Baris and sand are not the same thing. Alamai Baris is Kavrisa, which Rashi says is Gofris, which would be sulfur. Baris is sulfur. Mesa, Mursa, that can't be. Says, Osifu Olein, Hachal Bitsin, Vali'i Nun, Vahabaris v'Oil. And this is referring to Hilchos Shviyos. And these items have a lot of Shviyos. We shall let the Kavrisa. I tell you that I know what they are. I don't know what they are. Oil is aloe. How do you pronounce it? Aloe? A-L-O. Aloe. Okay. That's oil. Other ones I don't know. We shall let the Kavrisa. If you tell me that Burris is Kavrisa, Kavrisa me isa b'Shviyos. Is there a halach of shvius and kavrisa? But Tanya, Zekla, Kol Shiesh Lo Ikr, Yesh Lo Shvius, Shein Lo Ikr, and Lo Shvius. Something doesn't have a root, doesn't have shvius, and this is a mineral. Lamor says, "All my burrs. What is burrs? Is ahala? Is aloe? I have a Tanya, but burrs v'ahala. It says it both in the same brisa. Shrei Gavni ahala. There's two types." Kimulya, Amar Behuda Shluf Dutz. Kimulya is Shluf Dutz. Shluf Dutz we had before. Rashi says that Lois Parish. I have no idea what it is, but Al Bakashma, that's his name. Lois not been explained, but that's the name. But the phrase Shluf Dutz we had before was when you pull something out of the ground. It was called Shluf Dutz, putting it in and pulling it out. So it was this, like you get on your detergents, it says it has a cleansing agent. It pulls out the dirt. What is it? It doesn't tell you. That's what it is. It was a cleansing agent. So Rashi is not clear what it is exactly. Lifts out the dirt. Ashleg. So the last thing Mishnah says was Ashleg. Amar Shmuel. Sheltita l'chol nechose yama. I've asked people who go down to the sea. Amar Li. That Seinana Shmei. It's the name of this item. Ashleg is really Seinana. There's a girsa on the side of Ashlaga, okay. Mishachech Benukva de Marganiso, Mafkile Baramsa de Parzala. The place where it's found is pearls which have been have a hole in them, a neck of in them, so there's a certain amount of it. And you take it out with a Ramsa de Parzala. Rashi has the translation for Ramsa de Parzala?
It mostly uses these same words.
I know, I love when they do that, yeah.
Like what? It says an iron instrument.
Okay. So Rashi.
It's the exact same words.
Well, that's fair. I mean, because the more Rashi says, I don't know what it is. Archel's not going to translate it either, you know.
Translate any of them. It says Ashla, Kamol, I mean, they're all like that.
Okay.
It's a pretty rare material. Well, I would say it's pretty rare.
I assume so. Yeah. What? That I think you're right. I mean, probably was not so common. Yeah. See Rashi. And Patrin is Malkum, name of place. Pesibaleim Linyan Shvi is added on Hakabitzim is Latrun, Valunim is Lano. Which we know is bitter, that's about as we know about it. Karisa is Gofris. Sheshlo Iker Shanishish Borat, it has a root in the ground. Fidaiti, Rashi says, Turnisa de Garcina Mesheta Zabarazora, the Rashan Lasharashu, Kamoise, like the Mershim Mefarshim is Piyuna. So the Gemara discusses this, Rashi, it's pointed out, if you look on the side, this Gemara is quoted in the Bodhisar Yerdalad. So in Bodhisar Yerdalad, the discussion there is about Turnisa, which is a pine tree, like. So Rashi says it doesn't mean, well, over there it doesn't mean, people explain it means a piyuna, a pine tree, because that does have a root. The more of a question, it doesn't have a root, so obviously it means something else. Shlub Tuz, Eloy's parish, has not been explained, Abul Kachshma, that's its name. Ramsa the Barzala, Fu Rai Dura Shal Barzal, some type of a file or something of that, made out of iron. What's that?
Yeah.
Okay, there, because it's all. That's real. Okay. Papelas, the Mishnah, Papelas called Shehu. Rashi says that Papelas is not our pepper, it's something else. Vitrin called Shehu. Itrin is your. Out of neft, you seal it out and you get itrin. Whereas neft is black, itrin is a clearish color. It's like a kerosene or something of that sort. Even a little bit, mini besomim, mini matechas, kol shehen, different types of spices, different of perfumes, and metal, any amounts. Me'avnei ha-mizbeach, me'ofer ha-mizbeach, if the person had a piece of the mizbeach which is broken off, or part of the teeth, which was part of the mizbeach, which are broken off, mekach svorim, and mekach mitbechosehem, or you had the svorim which had been damaged by a worm. The Gemara is going to say, and so you're left with this, like the remains of a piece of a sefer or of the covering of the sefer. Kol shehu. Shematzniyin oisal nagonza, because you have a mitzvah to put them in these things in geniza. You have to process them, so therefore they have a chashivas that you must deal with them. You can't just throw them out. And therefore a person will be chai. A person has any type of item which is for use for Vedazora, so any amount is going to be, he takes it out of his house. You want to get it out of the house, he's chayiv. Any amount of these things which are prohibited is a problem. So later on is going to discuss that should go under the category of malachah shenet shich lagufa. So over there, you're just not taking it out because you want to get it from place A to place B. You just don't want to hear it in place A. You have no real purpose in the hitzor of taking it somewhere. So Tosis understands later on in Peidal, that's called Malachos Shenet Tzricha L'Gufo. And we'll talk about that more in the mission the next parak. No, this is Avraham HaMizbeach. Avraham HaMizbeach was like the cement used to hold the stones together. Afer would be the ash. No, the Mishnah, when you learn Masechtas Midos, very clearly over there it says, they actually describes the process how they made it. They would put down made a large wood frame, because there's three different sizes of the Mizbeah. You had you had the Yisoid, which was 32 by 32, and then you had, after one Amma went up, it came 30 by 30, and then after the Yisoid, it went down to 28 by 28. So they put down a wood frame, which was one Amma tall, and they filled it with stones and cement, and that was the first layer. And then they put on top of that another one, which is five Ammas tall, and it was 30 by 30, and the inside was 30 by 30, and then they finished, and that's how they made it. They talked about the idea of using the cement which held it together. They filled it up with stones, etc. Okay, that's a good point.
There's no issue of mukza here by the Avodah Zarah.
Of what?
Mukza.
Probably is. Yeah. The pelis kol shehu. We have a pilbush alum, and you can't use it, so it's muksa. We have a pilbush alum, it's not our pepper. The more mefarish kol shehu lemaychos, the more wants to know what do you use it for. Any like this minimal amount. Many psalmim kol shehain, because the perfume, any amount makes a rare toy. It was things which are used, like the spice, which is used to make it for smell, not for eating. So any very small amount can still produce a smell, a good smell. Many metachos kol shehu, real ladarvan cotton. So if you have a darvan was the prodder which you use to push an animal, so the tip you made out of wood, and the tip you put a little bit of metal to be pointy. Shemesina said the refuah lo gresina, the wood, not in our mishnah. Makak swar machilas tulas. That which a worm, oichelus, a swarm ate the swarm umarakvon and causes them to deteriorate. Vishmoy makak, the name of the worm was makak. Some type of bookworm. Shemithinus and the Gonzon, Shekoldover Kodesh is tall in Geniza. He has a lachal Geniza. He said, by Vodazor, Muma, any amount, Amma, Akshare, Kroh, Lisura, any amount is considered also. What non kol, Shenakosha, Latsnia, we had before, the Mishnah says, things which are fit to put away. And the more says, "Bakimna lamutei atzei hasheru." Some would exclude atzei hasheru that the person would not put it away to use. Dolei Kribi Huda. That means, according to the Atana over there, the Rehudas, that will not be true. Because, yes, you're taking out, but you have, the Mishnah, the only type of things that you you use. So it has a shibas beside that. Suppose the things which you would not use. So the more papel is called shahul maichazi, the reich a pet. So a person would stick a little, this little kernel of whatever this papellus is in, into the mouth, and that would help take away the halitosis. Itrin kol shul maichazi. What do you do with itrin? The more says the tzilchasa. Tzilchasa, she says, was a type of a headache which affected it, one half of the head. I'm not sure exactly what they did with the itrin. They would imbibe it, they would pour on it. I'm sure what they did with that, but it helped. It was done for that purpose. Meaning some of them call shehen. Maybe they put the cookie. So apparently, even a minimal amount was sufficient. Tarabonon, Hamotzi Reach Ra. So, Shashi says that you use the Reach Ra for the. They would use it when people were sick, etc. They would use it like smelling salts. That's also it's the opposite of Besamim, but it has a function. Kol Shehu, then Yishir Shem and Toiv Kol Shehu, which would be the more similar to our Mishnah that has a good smell. Argoman Kol Shehu, Rashi says that even though Argoman was made, the main function of Argoman, whatever this dye was for coloration, but you could use it for smell, it had a nice smell. And Basula Haverid Achas. So you take one petal of the verid, so that it's referred to basulas. It has not, if it hasn't been used, it hasn't been used before, it's still fresh, it's still unused other purposes, so that's already still has the smell to it. Translation of verid, the old translation, the standard translation of Arid is translated as a type of a rose. I don't think they probably leave it as Arid. What do they translate it? Lily?
It says young rose.
Young rose, yeah.
Young rose.
Young rose. Okay. Minimatechus kol shein, the maichazu. What can you use this minimatechus? So the Mora says, Rashi put it before. Tanya Rishimim ben Alozer, Amar Kadei, Shekain Royan, Lasses Menel Darvin Kotin. You can make the piece of metal which you, that the point you stick into the end of the wood, so you can make a little point, a little pin, out of the metal. Okay, Ketan Rabbanan, Armor Harelei Barzel. Person commits to bring the iron to the Bet HaKabayis of the Beis HaMikdash. So it doesn't say an amount. So how much is the amount that he's expected to bring? So he said, I'm going to bring him metal. Can bring up a little bit. No, Acherim says, Yifchus me'ama alam. It has to be one ama by one ama. That's the amount of metal. It has to be a metal sheet, which is an ama by an ama, or the equivalent of that. So Morris says, my chazio. Amrav Yosef, what's that used for? So we're saying that obviously you have that in mind because that was considered something which had a significance. What was it used for? The Mor says it was used for Amar Yisrael Lachalya Arev. They didn't like birds landing on top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, so they would take metal with a sharp edge to it, and they'd put it there on top in the places where they expected that possibly the birds might consider landing. And if you have this very sharp-edged metal, the bird's not going to land on it because it's going to hurt them. It's called Kalya Arev. It gets rid of the Arev, of the ravens. Because the Amri, Acherim Armim Lo Yivchus Mikalya Arev, some have that the version was what the Brisa said was it shouldn't be less than what's used for Kalya Arev. A comment, how much is that? Amr Yosef, Amalam. Okay, that's an Amma Bayna. Then the Brisa continues, it says, Nechoshes. The person commits to bring the Nechoshes. La Yivchus Mimor Kesef. It should bring less than the amount of the Nechoshes which you allow you to make this. La Yivchus Mimor. Shouldn't it bring out less than the amount which you can make the coin called the Mo'ah? No, I was right the first time. Mo'ah Kesef, the amount of copper which would be equivalent to the amount that you would make the silver coin called the Mo'ah. So that that measure, whatever that measure is, that's, I don't know, 2 ounces, that's the amount of nechashos. Tanya b'liezer omer leivchus mitzinura ketanash on nechashos. That shouldn't be less than a fork, a small fork made out of copper. The baichasi. So what was, you know, what was that amount of usage of this little fork, this little thing? You can reach in and pick up the wicks, and you clean out the neiris. Rashi says that the idea was Rashi the Gesha Shemechtin by Psilis, which is the act of spinning a wick. What do you call it? What's the verb? Not trimming. The act of when you take up twisting. So the process of Mechtin was Mechita was when you'd have like the black, when the top part would get consumed and would carbonize, etc. So you'd remove that. That was act of Mechita. This is finished up to the Mishnah reading of the Rashi. Mekak sorma mekak mitukhois mitpachas sorma rehuda mekak. So you're going to call the different types of worms that had different names that they all have in common one point. Rehuda mekak the sifri, the worm mekak, which is found in Svarim. Techach the shiroi, this worm called techach, which is found in silk. Vila the envy, and the worm ila, which is found in grapes. Upa the ta'ini, the one found in figs. Vaha dimurni, and the one called ha, which is found in dimurni. Kula sakanta, if a person would get those inside of his body, they will bore into the person's skin. So they get inside the body, they're going to bore out. And they can make a hole in his throat. It's dangerous. The Mor says, "Hahu Talmida." The Mor says the story which actually happened. The Habakkuk Yosef came to Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Talmud who was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Habakkuk Ochel Tain. He was eating figs, and I guess he wasn't checking his figs. Amalei Rebbe Kotzin Yesh Petanim. These are those little thorns in the Tainim. So he felt like this thing pricking inside of his throat. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Katli Po Ladain." He's dead. They're making a hole through his throat, and that's it. He's a gone. Yeah, the worm Po killed him. But he said before the person was still talking, but you know, but basically he points out to people around them, it's all over. So you have besides your frum kite issue of checking your ta'anim, there's a motivation besides that. Sakrashi, tzolchata is kev chatzir harosh. It's a headache which affects half of the head. Rech ra, shemashim behem chalim. You use it to make this smoke out by a chalim. Tinoikis or children. Which you would use to take away. I'm not sure mazikim over here means mazikim in the spiritual sense, like shadim, or means mazikim. Different things you're afraid, the little insects that would affect it, you would put this smell on to chase them away. Argomen is sevish, it's seven by argomen, it's the dye which you use to make argomen, the purple. Tamalis parish. My Rebbe did not explain why it's called Shehen. Well, Inira Shigamu Royal Hariyat. It also has a smell, a good smell. Psilas Haverid, Ola Shalverid, Bocher Achas. One petal of a Verid Bocher, of a unused Verid. Minim Atach is called Shum, and he has a Mishnah. The Mor says it's for a Darvan Kotzer. Rele Barzal Abedek Abayas, he has to give the amount of Kaya Arev. So what they used to make tavlo shel amo. They would make squares or plates of an amo by an amo. Hoyosim, they would make behind chadin kisakin. They were sharp like a knife. The edge, see the same around. and umasrin chadin bekulon. They also had sharp nails sticking out. Mechabim behen gago shel hechel, and they would cover the roof of the hechel limloya to arvim miliyashe to stop the birds from settling on the hechel. It's interesting. If you would fill it with, if the point was that you filled it with nails going up, so it was like there's a lot of little spikes coming up, so the fact that the edge was sharp was irrelevant. But there's actually, the more mechashvim of how tall the mikdash was, it counts an amma of the kalya arev in the height. It means it was placed up and down. So I'm not sure. So then the spikes coming out, I'm not sure what that meant. It means at the top there was like little things coming up facing upwards. Otherwise, what, it's not really relevant to sticking out sideways. Right. So unless there was ones at the end by the edge of the roof, it was going up, and then the middle roof was, it was, I don't know. The more kesef, the chesh is shav more kesef. The amount of I'm sorry, the amount of copper which was had the value of a more kesef, not the amount. It wasn't weight. It was a value. Okay, tinura mazli cotton, a small fork, kain shetoven by zahav, which they would use to, if they would make gold thread, so they would wrap it around this little fork, the edges of the fork. You go back and forth around the edge of the fork. It had two prongs. Betagabayas is my chazal. What do you use a betagabayas? Shemoshtim by psilis. So use it to take off the black stuff on the top of the wick. Umenakvin rasheim, they would bore through the top of it. Maduye chushkon, to take off the black on top. Makakta sifri tachakta shiroi kol elu taloyim heim. They're all different types of worms. They're called min omin. Different. They affect different items. Bchalukim bishmosayim. They have different names. Tachach ila pa ha. Kul sakanta loichlan dangerous to eat them. Kaisen yesh matenim ha yitelas yoshev and noikev begrinoi. There was this worm inside, boring through his throat. Madar mashukais. He felt like there was a prick pricking him. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Katle pa ladein, hargo pa ladein. Pa is going to kill this fellow." So the Mishnah, "Maitzi kupas roichlin haroichlin." So the person who was a roichel would go around selling besamim for women, for perfumes for women, etc. The different spices. So he had a container, and there was different compartments in the container for the different spices. So a person would take out kupas aroichlin. Al bishiyesh ba minim harbe enochay balachat azachas. Even though there's different, many different types of spices in the container, it's one act of chitzon. It's only chayv once. Tosha says, I mean, that even if we do one after the other, but it's halamacha. It's that's like the case of katzer because of a katzer. It's all one ma'aseh chitzon. So well, what's the chiddush over here exactly? The chiddush over here is that the kli is mitzarif it. Even the kli wouldn't be mitzarif it if a person behelam echad that did the act of chitzon on this item, he's only chayv one time for chitzon. You're not chayv two chatos. So obviously, taken all together, it's behelam achas. Right. So what's the chiddush? That's the problem over here. So Tosha discusses a case we had a Kapporas Machalkas. He realized, says, "Oy vey, I took out, you know, spice A on Shabbos." Forget, he didn't realize he took out, but didn't realize he took out spice B. Then he realized afterwards he didn't took out spice B. So you have a dinner Kapporas Machalkas over there. We had, you know, before that once he brought a carbon for A, then he can't use the same carbon for B later on. But over here, since it was all one Maisot Tzoh, the being for A works to B. If it's all one Maisot Tzoh. Zaranagina, the shear of Zaranagina, the seeds which you use to plant in your vegetable patch will be posmikagurgis, even though Oichlim the shear is a kagurgis, but over here you're taking them out not to eat but to plant, So the shear is less than a kagurgis. Rabbi ben Bezer Armor, Chamisha, that five seeds already is enough to be chayiv. That's already something you can plant. You can get five plants out of it. Zera Kishuin, take the seeds from Kishuin, from your cucumbers, the Shnaim is two. Zera Diluim, seeds for gourds is Shnaim. Zera Pula Mitzri, the Egyptian broad bean is Shnaim. Chogav Chai Tor, a small kosher grasshopper. If it's alive, it's kosher any size. Mace, if it's dead, now it's used as a food. So kigurgus, the shear is kigurgus. Tziporos krumim, this little what was it translated? Translated as a type of a little
dried fig, maybe. What's the first word? That's the bird of orchard.
Right, it's a little bird type of bird. Let's see what it is. Okay. Right, so it's actually. Right, so it was some type of a, it was called suppressed chromium, but it was type of a, I remember, okay. So, Bein Chai, Bein Mesa, it's alive or dead, Kol Shu, any amount. Why, Shem Sima, Seller Refu, they use it for Refu purposes. Yudomer, Af HaMoitzi, Chogam Chai, Tomei Kol Shu, even a non-kosher grasshopper, the shear is Kol Shu, but it's alive. Because the kids use it to play with, so it has a usage, even though it's not to be eaten, it has a usage to play with. The Morris of the Chum argue that you don't want to use a chog of tome because you're afraid the kid might eat it. That's what the Chum Tanakam always says. The chog of chai tor you use to play. He also agrees that the shear is for playing, because you know you have your pet grasshopper, but. But you shouldn't have a pet grasshopper which is not kosher because the kid might eat it.